The punk rock music of the late 70s is now just another genre of pop to be chopped up and strip-mined, and the most decisive proof of this can be heard on the debut album by the Los Angeles band called Mary's Danish. A lot of 80s acts have used the roughness and simplicity of punk to give their music a jolt, but Mary's Danish is the first to employ its crafty crudity with such offhand artfulness. What Mary's Danish adds to punk is a sense of melody and humor. That, plus the wonderfully flat, sly lead vocals of Gretchen Seeger and Julie Ritter, give their songs a distinctive edge. Never let a word in edgewise that doesn't cut me down. Feeling only as you stumble, can't say the reason why. Baby, don't call me, don't even drive by. Tonight it's over and I'm not sad. It's you who say goodbye. Don't turn on the light now, darling. I don't wanna see your face if you can't be crying. I'm sure you know the reason why. Let's forget about last night. It can't happen again. Don't crash car tonight. It doesn't suit you anymore. Don't crash car tonight. That's Mary's Danish and Don't Crash the Car Tonight, a song that as an independent single was a big hit in its hometown, Los Angeles, earlier this year. The band is led by Seeger and Ritter, who met in college as French majors. Seeger and Ritter clearly have a sense of their position as women leading a rock band, one whose seriousness is modified by a decidedly L.A. point of view. On the band's debut album, called There Goes the Wonder Truck, the liner notes conclude with the following manifesto, quote, "Keep abortion legal, save the environment, and remember, skateboarding is not a crime." Aside from late 70s punk, the other indigenous Los Angeles rock sound is all the music that was made in the late 60s and early 70s in the wake of the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, Joni Mitchell, and the rest of the singer-songwriter crew. While that genre isn't commercially dominant anymore, it still yields hits. Stevie Nicks, for example, is in the top 10 with a gussied-up version of Rock and Roll Autobiography, and heading for the same place is a former member of the Eagles, Don Henley, who's just released his third solo album called The End of the Innocents. That's the title song. As pretty as it is, that song is more explicit about the profound, yet profoundly vague, cynicism that animates so much of the music made by Henley, alone and as part of the Eagles. It was Don Henley's chalky voice that sang Eagles hits like Best of My Love, The Long Run, and New Kid in Town. The Eagles were all about locating the middle ground in everything they did. The middle ground between country and rock, between rock and pop, between personal detail and commercial hooks. As a solo artist, Henley's been a bit more adventurous than that. The song I just played was co-written with Bruce Hornsby. You might have recognized Hornsby's distinctive piano style on that cut. But its bleak point of view, that life is one long disillusionment, suggests that Henley found the Eagles' life in the fast lane a very sobering experience. To its credit, Henley's music never gets as sentimental as the worst of the Eagles' songs did, but it frequently lapses into a hard rock style that sounds forced and phony. Leaving tongue marks on the carpet. I know what you're looking at. You would walk on your lips through busted glass. If you could get next to that, you think this is love. But education starts today. So you think this is love. Although Don Henley's record contains guest appearances by everyone from the a cappella group Take Six to Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses, it's hard to imagine Henley having anything in common with Mary's Danish. But I don't have to strain for a comparison. What I think comes across most clearly is a kind of jaded knowingness, combined with an almost painful yearning for the sort of romantic innocence that Henley insists has ended. This has been the story of Los Angeles pop culture in every medium, from Billy Wilder's Sunset Boulevard to Raymond Chandler's The Long Goodbye. Don Henley and Mary's Danish are just writing their own distinctive versions of this old story.